When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
All right, what's up, everyone? This is Stefan from ProjectLifeMastery.com, and in this video, I'm going to share with you how to get your first 100 subscribers on YouTube. Now, if you're brand new to YouTube, you're first starting out with your YouTube channel, then obviously you know the importance, the value of getting those first 100 subscribers, because that will be your audience that will then receive the videos of content that you're releasing. And what happens is you get kind of like a snowball effect. When you're first starting out, it's really tough because you're putting out videos and nobody's watching the videos. Nobody cares. And it's very, in many ways, it can be very discouraging at first because you're like, man, I'm putting in this work and nobody cares. But what happens is once you get those subscribers and you go through that initial phase where it's almost like the grass is growing and it's just so slow and you get that first 100, then there's a snowball effect that happens, because then for every video that you release, automatically you're going to have people that are going to watch those videos, which will then get them views, comments, likes, engagement, and that will help those videos rank and get more exposure on YouTube, because YouTube kind of has like a viral effect. Whatever's popular, whatever has the highest engagement, then YouTube will share that and promote it and get it more out there, which in turn is going to get you even more subscribers and help you build up your YouTube channel. Now, it's important to understand that going in. It's important to understand that with anything brand new, it's always going to be the hardest and the slowest right at the beginning. Okay, right at the beginning. And unfortunately, that's where most people give up. If you can get past that phase right at the beginning of creating content, putting out videos, and you know it's very, very slow, if you can get past that and stick with it, be consistent, then I can promise you you'll get those 100 subscribers and be able to grow from there, okay? Now, the first strategy and principle that I want to share with you guys, which is really, really important, is making sure that you're consistent with publishing content. You have to be consistent with your videos. You can't just put out a video once and then forget about it for a few months and then publish again. You know, that consistency is not going to give anybody a reason to subscribe to you, because the reason why someone's going to subscribe to you is because they want to be notified and stay up to date with the latest videos that you're publishing on a very consistent basis. So you really got to make sure that you can commit to a certain schedule, a certain level of consistency, whether that's once a week, maybe it's once every 2 weeks, maybe it's once every 3 days, maybe it's every day, maybe it's three times a day. I don't know. Whatever it is that you want to do, I would recommend once a week at minimum, because that, you know, if you wait too much longer than that, then people will just forget about you. So I would say at least once a week, commit to it. And if it does help, one thing that has worked for me is I like to record and create a bunch of my videos almost in bulk. And so I got the camera set up, I've got the mic set up, I've got the lighting, everything is looking good. I'm in that flow state, so I'm going to record maybe, you know, 5 videos today that I can then release over several days or even several weeks. Okay, so I found that to be very, really important, because there might be times it might be hard to keep up with a schedule, because maybe you get sick, maybe you're traveling, maybe something happens, and you want to make sure that you can schedule things and have them lined up in a queue, so that you're consistent with that schedule. Now, one tip that I would give you, and this is what I would personally do if I was starting over all over again and I wanted to really build up and accelerate this process, is I would create a lot of videos around certain keywords that people are searching for in YouTube and then just publish them in mass right away. So you got to understand that YouTube is a search engine. Okay, it's the number two search engine in the world behind Google. People come to YouTube, and one of the ways they find videos is they search for it in the search bar that's above this video, right? They go there, they type in a keyword, And around whatever topic or genre or whatever it might be that they're interested in, they're going to type in the keyword, they're going to look through the search results, whatever comes up, they're going to click on things based on the thumbnail, the title, description, many different factors, the views. So when you're first starting out, depending on the topic, the niche, the genre, the market that you're in with your YouTube channel, you're going to want to identify what are all the keywords that people are searching for, or at least the most popular ones people are searching for related to this topic that I want to build this YouTube channel around. Okay, you want to make a list of them and just research as much as you can. And one of the simplest ways of doing that is just go to the search bar and type in the beginnings of a keyword. Type in how to. And if you do that, what's going to happen is you'll get a list of suggestions that will complete that sentence. It might be how to lose weight, how to make a video, who knows what, but it'll suggest keywords that people are searching for on YouTube that are popular. Okay. If you type in how to make or how to do, then it'll give you another list. If you type in how to lose weight, it'll suggest to you how to lose weight fast, how to lose weight naturally, whatever people are searching for related to that topic. So it's very important to understand that these are keywords that people are searching for. And in creating content, especially at the beginning, you have to create content based on what people want and what they're searching for. If you just think, you know what, I'm just going to create whatever it is that I want on YouTube and I don't care, you know, then of course, you know, no one's going to care about that. They're not going to find your content and be able to consume it. So you got to optimize your content based on the keywords that people are searching for so that you can attract them. And then once you've built an audience from that, a list of subscribers, then you don't have to worry as much about keywords, because then you have an audience that you can tailor your content to, because you know what they want from you. You know what they engage with. You know what is relevant to them. You know, they're going to ask you questions and ask for you to create content, etc. That's once you have subscribers, the content creation process becomes a lot easier, okay? So when you're brand new, when you're first starting out, get that list of keywords. Do some research. Do some research on YouTube. Look at the other channels that you might be following that are relevant or similar to the channel that you want to create. Look at their most popular videos. That will give you ideas of what people want as well. And then when you create your videos, you have a whole list of ideas, and maybe record a bunch in a day, maybe 5 or 10, or record a bunch in a week. And just record videos on those different topics, talking about them and sharing. And you don't want to copy someone exactly or anything like that. You want to create your own unique and original content, or at least give credit to different things you might use here and there. But you want to create your content based on just the ideas of the topics and the keywords of what to create content on. And then in doing so, what you'll have is you'll have, you know, a bunch of videos that you can then publish. And it's really important to know how to optimize your videos for those keywords when people search for them. So you'd want to make sure that before you publish the video, the file name of the video file is that keyword phrase. So if it's how to lose fat, you want to make sure that the file name of the video is howtolosefat.mp4 or .mov or whatever the video file extension is. That will help you rank for that keyword in YouTube. So you upload the video, you got the title on it, you optimize the title for that keyword. You want to make sure that the keywords in the description of the YouTube video, you optimize the tags for it. Everything else, you could transcribe it. There's other things that you could do to better optimize your videos and whatnot. And then just publish them. And initially what you're doing, you're just basically throwing shit against the wall. You're going to see what sticks. And if you just publish a bunch of videos in your first week, you know, the more the better, then certain ones are going to hit more traction than others. Certain ones will be never the ones you expect, but certain ones, you know, will start getting views and start attracting people to you, and that's going to lead to help you grow your YouTube channel. Now, the reason why it's important to do that at the beginning is that at the beginning stages, you almost have an advantage of starting a YouTube channel because you can experiment. You can try different things, and it doesn't matter. There's no consequence with that. What's going to happen is once you get 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 subscribers, you're going to have an audience of people that are going to watch every single video that you put out. They're going to be notified. They're going to see all your newest content. And so when you have followers, you can't experiment as much. There's not as much that you can really do because you have an audience that expects a certain standard of quality or certain, you know, topics or whatever it is. And you can't venture too far from that, because if you go way off and do something totally different, then you're going to lose the engagement and a lot of the followers, they're not going to continue watching you. So at the beginning stages, you have that advantage to try so many different things and put out tons of different videos and then build it up. And then once you have those 100 or more subscribers, then you got to make sure that you're targeting and listening to what they want and giving them more of that. Okay. Now the other tip, but beyond that, and by the way, if you actually do that strategy, it's gonna work. Trust me, it's gonna help you accelerate things so much faster. So trust me on that. Just record a bunch of videos, 10 videos, and put them out. And even more if you can do more than that, and just make sure they're optimized for those keywords. So that's a really powerful tip if you actually utilize it. Now, of course, creating content and videos is not enough. That can help you get views, but that's not guaranteed to get you subscribers. So the best way to get subscribers is to ask for it. Ask people to subscribe at the end of your video or even throughout the video as well. Each video that you put out should be valuable to somebody that is consuming it. It should be something that people are better off for having consumed in their life. You don't want to waste people's time. You don't want to make sure your content is bad. You want to make sure your content is really, really good. And if you put out good content and good videos that are interesting or funny or whatever it is that people want in the niche that you're in, then at the end of the video, you're always going to have what is called a call to action. You always have to give people the next step, because a lot of people that watch your videos, consume your content, they're like, wow, this is awesome. This is really valuable. This is really entertaining. This is really funny. Now what? And you almost have to like guide people and direct them to the next step. And that might be subscribing to your channel, you know, and there's other things that you could do as well if you want to monetize things and direct people in the different things that could help them more. But, you know, if someone receive value and benefit from your video, that you want to tell them to subscribe for more. You want to encourage them to do so. So at the end of the video, it's basically just saying to your audience, hey, listen, if you enjoyed this video, then subscribe for more. There's a button to subscribe. There'll be an annotation that will pop up here, or there'll be a link in the description. Subscribe to this YouTube channel so that you can receive more videos that are like this that can help you, or that whatever it might be. So just asking for it, you got to have that call to action at the end of your videos. You got to direct people in that way. And I would recommend if you can have an annotation that pops up, the annotation could have your subscribe link as well. There's actually an annotation specifically for that. You know, that will help increase it also. But you really got to direct people and tell them what you want them to do. You know, say, hey, you know what, if you enjoyed this, like the video, hit the thumbs up, you know, leave a comment. I'd love to hear what you think about this. Or here's a question that I have for you. I want to hear what you think. Leave a comment below. So ask them, you know, ask your viewers to subscribe if they want more. And you know, what will happen is if they enjoyed the videos, they enjoyed the content you're putting out, they will subscribe. And if you're doing all this that I mentioned and you're still not getting subscribers and people are watching it, they're not subscribing, then that tells me that the content, the videos that you're putting out aren't as high quality as they need to be. And what I mean by that, not necessarily in terms of the video quality, but the content that's in the video. And you really got to make sure the content is good. It is what people want. And if it is, then they will subscribe. They will comment. They will like. They will, you know, follow, want to know more and follow you for more. So really, you got to make sure that your content is good. You got to make sure you're improving your content as time goes on and really trying to add value to people the best way possible. And if you can do that, that's what I did. And you know what? Sure enough, I was able to build up my channel just by focusing on others. And it's less about me focusing on me, and what I want is focusing on serving others. If you can serve others in that way, put their needs above your own, then your needs will be met simultaneously. And that's what I've found, is that if you make your focus on contributing and making a difference, then you will become significant in the process, as opposed to a lot of people, they just create content or videos all about them to be significant. They're not really focused on serving. And so sure enough, you know, that doesn't resonate as much with people. So focus on serving, focus on creating quality videos and content that people want, and what, you know, watch what will happen. You'll get subscribers. People will like it, and it'll start to grow from there. And then once you get that first 100, that first 1,000 subscribers, again, the snowball effect takes over. It's really going to help you grow and build your channel. And then, it takes time. I've been doing it right now at the time of this video, almost 5 years to get to where I'm at. And just now it's like, boom, exploding like crazy. Like, nearly 10,000 subscribers a month, which is pretty awesome right now. And, you know, all within this last year, it's really blown up, you know. So year after year, when you're consistent, again, the beginning is slow, consistent with it, it'll blow up. So I don't want to make this video too long, but hopefully you guys enjoyed it. And just to practice what I preach, if you did enjoy it, hit the thumbs up. Okay, if you enjoyed it, if you watched it this far, hit the thumbs up. Leave a comment. Love to hear what you think. And of course, subscribe for more videos like this. That's it for this video, guys. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you guys again soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.